Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Without some controversy, the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston is in the middle of an ambitious $180 million upgrade. Because the museum's namesake left explicit instructions that nothing be altered after her death, the changes have raised some questions. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited the Gardner to get some answers and a progress report.
It's really two projects, the restoration of Isabella Stewart Gardner's historic Venetian palace and the construction of a new, strikingly different addition just 50 feet away. But a certain yin and yang is at play here between the old and the contemporary, according to project director James LeBeck.
Even the construction workers are going back and forth between the two buildings. They're working on both spaces. It's all one project.
Building the new glass and steel structure is the expansion part of the equation. Restoring galleries and reclaiming space inside the old museum is the other. Right now, in the tapestry room, extremely delicate acts of preservation are underway. A conservation team wielding scalpels and paintbrushes gently cleans a 15th century French fireplace installed when Gardner lived in the palace. Bright spotlights illuminate layers of caked-on soot and grime. Senior objects curator Valentine Talon leans down and admits the team has never examined the ornate fireplace this closely.
When we first started looking at it, because it's so dark here and you can't get that close to it, none of us were aware that it was painted, so that was our first happy discovery. And just the nature of the carving, the figures are very sweet, and it's a beautiful composition.
Fact is, the ornate medieval carvings have been hidden from view for decades behind a good-sized stage. That stage was taken out of the tapestry room in December.
It's been three generations of people that have never seen it like this, because it's been since 1925 that it's been, you know, set up as a venue for gatherings.
That's museum director Anne Hawley. She says after Gardner died in 1924, the tapestry room became an intense center of cultural activity and has been ever since. Last year, 50 concerts took place in this room.
So it was always set up with chairs, and you could never really see things all that well. And we are offloading all these concerts and lectures and events into the new addition, and this becomes restored to the great tapestry hall that it was.
It will take more than 6 months to get the 4,000-square-foot hall back to exactly the way it was in Gardner's day. Everything is being cleaned and restored. Furniture that was pushed to the side will be reset based on old photographs taken while Gardner was alive. But if nothing is supposed to be modified in the palace, how did the tapestry room become a venue with a stage in the first place? Anne Hawley says museum trustees petitioned state courts after Gardner died some 80 years ago, asking to continue hosting concerts here, as she did in life, but on a larger scale.
And the argument to the court was, in order to be a public museum, now that she was no longer living here, they needed this space, and so they were granted permission. That's how it happened.
Hawley, curators, conservators, and trustees made their own arguments to convince the Supreme Judicial Court and critics that it was necessary for preservation. The new building will take stress off the old structure, diverting foot traffic and general wear and tear with its cafe, shop, artist apartments, and a state-of-the-art concert hall.
It's a very intimate, three-story, 300-person performance space.
Or it will be. Right now, the new concert hall is a thick cement box. Project director James LeBeck shows me around as workers pull up temporary floorboards. From almost every space in this new building, we can see the old palace through the glass walls. LeBeck believes there's a dialogue between the two structures, but he also admits working on both, especially the palace, is a balancing act.
Having the messy parts of construction next door, the noisy, percussive parts of construction next door, you know, we drove piles and sheet piles over a year ago. All those things, we hear them and we feel them every once in a while, but we certainly monitor them very carefully for their impact on the historic building. It's careful work.
Even though it might not sound very careful right now, the new Gardner Museum is on track for opening in January 2012. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.